Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Rod Reality Show, and I just made some ooey gooey cookies with Rod and Michelle.
Chase Rice from Survivor Nicaragua. You're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just wanted to remind you to get your buzz back.
Hey, get your buzz back.
My head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way. But good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, 'cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, 'cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. And I'm calling my buddies, going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back, I got my buzz back, yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone, the thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans, and maybe tonight we can do it again, yeah. Got the nerve to call her. My buzz back, I got my buzz back.
Okay. I stalled long enough. And as for Louie, I don't think he is watching the Lisa because he hasn't called in yet. And I'm a little shocked that he's not here yet. Normally he calls, and I did not get a call from him when he's going to run a little late. So, it's just me, Ron Rad, and I'm up here on the Rad Reality Show, and welcome. Let me start out with some announcements, anyways. I got some couple announcements I wanted to do, anyways. Is everyone hearing me okay? Just because I have no one to talk back to, so I want to make sure my Skype's working out perfectly fine. So if anybody is listening to me and hearing me, please just write, "I can hear you," in the chat room. Well, let's do this. Let me start out by saying thank you to Marty from Thursday night. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Thursday's show with Marty, it was a great 30 minutes. He had so much knowledge, and it was really fun to talk with him. And I can't wait to have him back on to hear more of his, you know, insights. I mean, that was one thing I liked about it. I definitely think he's a knowledgeable survivor past castaway. And that was one thing I definitely got to say. So if you watched, if you missed Thursday's show, go look for the archives and listen. Okay, we are going to talk tonight about American Race, or the Maison Race, the American Race. Yeah, it is American Race, but the Maison Race. I am going to call Louie if he doesn't call in a few minutes, but I want to give him a chance just to remind him. He might have had a busy weekend and forgot. You know, men, we forget things. Second thing I wanted to talk about, and there's not enough people in the chat room right now to really even say it, so I think I feel like I need to wait. I'm not going to talk Celebrity Apprentice, so if you're in here and you're worried about spoilers, no Celebrity Apprentice right now. I've actually been watching Undercover Boss. I've missed the last few parts, but it was fun just watching it while they were in Vegas. And that's what I was watching. They're in Vegas at the MGM. Is it MGN or MGM? I don't know. It's all the same to me. So Undercover Boss was an interesting one. If you've been to Vegas, you might want to watch it. It's a great, you know, if you go to the Vegas Bash, it's a great, you get to see some of the Vegas scenes that you were at. Okay. Somebody could call in and help me if you're listening. Would like to give me somebody to talk to. I'm not going to beg you guys to do it. I got stuff we can talk about. I do have some more stuff I want to bring up. Maison Race was great tonight. I am going to call Louie, like I said. I might give him a ring out after I put a sauna on or something in a second. And then call him and see if he's able to come or what's up. Normally he calls me in advance. He probably thought the time, you know, he's probably lost track of time because of basketball too. Everything's back, you know, a few minutes. So it's kind of hard when CBS has college basketball. You can do that, Lisa, if you want to. But I'll just call him. So I'm going to go ahead and put another song on. And don't leave me. If you're here already, don't leave. I got some more stuff to talk about. I'm going to just check on him and see what's up with him. And I'm just going to put a song on and mute and then be back in a second. So let me see something I can find, Lon. Don't complain what song I find. I'm just going to pick one that I can find that I think will give me a little time to do what I need to do since there's no one else up here to talk to. to, let's go with, I'm actually looking for, because I've already played Buzzback. There was one I wanted to, let's do this one. I think this is a appropriate sound right now. Hate her right now. Isn't that Diane Warwick? That was Diane Warwick. She really pissed me off last week. So I'll mute her. Shut her off. I got a hold of Louie. He'll be calling in a second. Running a little late. He's, you know, like I said, college basketball and stuff. Yeah, we haven't done that lately. I need to put some new ones up there. Anyways, I do want to say this, and there's not many people, so I'm going to repeat this one, I think. I actually want to wait till Louie gets here, actually, to say it. This week, we might have a special guest tomorrow night. They have to confirm with me still. I DM'd them, and then they DM'd me back, said what time, and I've DM'd them. So now we're just kind of see if it fits their schedule tomorrow. But we should be having maybe a special guest with me and Michelle. If not, we'll have somebody else call in. I'm going to work my ass off tomorrow to get us a caller. I do want to say thank you for everyone that's been helping me in prayers. It's been a bad couple of weeks since the doctor visit. I'm not going to play the ER music, but I was going to update you guys. It's been a bad couple of weeks. That's just it's something that's happened with me. The kickback, you know, with the water and the fluids, and I think it's into the lungs a little bit. I go see the doctor Thursday to talk more about it, and today I had a good conversation with my brother, and I just really want to say thank you to my brother. He even though he doesn't come and check on me all the time, I do know he thinks about me when he's doing stuff for me, and it's just so much hard on him to take care of me and mom and his and my niece. So I just wanted to say thank you to my brother Ben. Actually, I don't know if Cherry forgot this, but his birthday's coming up on the 31st, and if you would like to sign a card to my brother Ben, tell her, and I think she's going to mail a card to him. And if she hasn't already done it yet, ask you guys. So that's something to, if you like to sign a card to my brother, to say thank you for helping me, plus it's his birthday, Louie's up here now. Thank God. I hate when I have to talk to the air. And I didn't have a chance to get a hold of anybody tonight. One person was sleeping, and I didn't really feel like shit. Sorry, Louie. I thought I hit it. You there, Louie, buddy?
Yeah, buddy. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Hey, don't say no sorry. You're okay. I knew tonight was going to be an off night.
Yeah, I didn't even know. What was it, because of the college basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch? Were you able to see the whole thing, though?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yep. No, I watched the whole thing. I'm
okay.
Good.
Good, because we got lots to talk about. I got lots of questions to ask you.
Yep.
And I tried to get a hold of a person today, but they didn't pick up their phone. So I'm going to harass them all week.
All right.
Try to get them on for next Sunday. And I told him to harass you if he can't get back to me.
Okay.
So not saying no names, but I thought he might be a good person to even talk a little basketball with, too. Let me start out by, I got some stuff not Amazing Race to talk to you about.
All right.
And one is, have you saw the movie The Fighter?
I haven't seen it yet. I really want to see it, though.
Holy
but
shit,
I
haven't seen it yet?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, you haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, now I'm disappointed because I thought for sure you would go down and see that because the guy was from New Hampshire, Massachusetts area that, you know, the story's about.
Right, well, Mickey Ward, if you check out
that
my
you follow him.
Pictures
I don't know who
stuff,
he is.
I met him. I met him last week at a grand opening of a nightclub in Providence. And he was there because he's friends with the rock group Dropkick Murphys. And,
you went and saw Dropkick Murphy?
Yeah, the lead singer is a pot owner in a bar in Providence, Rhode Island. You there?
Yeah. Wait. I don't have my favorite one. Will Dropkick Murphy? I love this part. I just love that part, sorry. Dropkick Murphy. You know, they play one of my favorite songs because of my Blackhawks. I definitely know one song of theirs. Okay, sorry. That's the Chicago boy coming out of me, but yeah, so I'd love to get them on the show someday, Dropkick Murphy. My friend would love it, too. But no, you met Mickey last week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just telling Ben I want him on the show. Either it would be good on this show. It would be cool to have him on this show or on, like, a Michelle show, I thought. But, yeah, the movie's great.
No, I agree with you, bro. I agree. Yeah, so I met Mickey Ward there, and really nice guy, you know, not a big dude at all, but I mean, really nice guy.
Yeah,
hell of a fighter.
Because I think they showed him at the end of the movie, you know, with I think Marky Mark.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name again. Mickey.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, the movie's great, and. And have you met Dickie then too? Was Dickie there too? Was he still strung up on his coke?
No, who are you talking? The lead singer of
No
Dropkick?
Dickie meaning his brother. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay, Ben's up on the phone line with us now. Now he comes and decides to call in.
Yeah, no, I have a
phone. I'm having a hard time on it. Okay, Ben, go for it.
Oh, yeah, I was sorry. I was on the phone trying to set something up for Thursday, but I'm here. Hey, Louie.
Hey, Ben.
How y'all doing?
Now better because I got people to talk to.
Oh, cool. I have been listening, and I heard you met Mickey Ward. That is awesome.
Yeah,
that is
very
awesome.
Cool, yeah.
What's the hold up on seeing the movie, though, Louie?
I know, bro, I know. I'm stacking in that area, my bad.
Take a two-hour lunch tomorrow. Go see it.
Or do what I do. You want me to send the link?
Oh,
wait.
No, thank you.
I always forget.
No, thank you.
No, you got to see it on the big screen. I saw it on the big screen, and it was awesome.
No, I want to go see it. I definitely mean, it's one of my movies I want to see. I just haven't been, you know. When I was working the detail over at the movie cinemas this past weekend, there were, you know, that was one of the movies I was looking for, but it was too late. So.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor is another good one with Dwayne Johnson. And anybody that knows who Dwayne Johnson, real his AKA name is. Here, let me give you a little who Dwayne Johnson is. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? His movie. Man, I can't believe I just did that. That took a lot of
breath. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I used to be able to do that kind of crap, but now I got to watch it. Okay, sorry.
Oh, my God. You're right.
My lungs are with water.
I'm going to break a gasket here.
No, remember, I have water in my lungs, so, I mean, I better watch it.
Oh, it's better than liquor.
Not really. I would rather have some liquor in my lungs, I think. At least I'll be hungover. What I was going to say is it's a good movie. Even when you see Dwayne Johnson in a movie, sometimes you have to think about it. Is it going to be good? Not? But it was really good. It was a good movie, too. So,
what was the one with him in the they were like down in South America? Somewhere in the jungle or something.
Oh.
And the kid from Dude, Where's My Car is in it.
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
No, it was the other one.
No, the other kid. Yeah. That was a good movie. He was like a U.S. Marshal or something, and he had a...
Yeah.
That was a decent movie. I liked that movie.
And they hung him up, and then he hung up the... I can't even remember the guy's name that you're talking about. He's an American Pie.
They had the little, yeah, it was that guy. They had the little guy that was fighting, jumping out of the trees and swinging on ropes. I love that, man. That stuff was cool. God, I wish I could remember the name of that.
I like that movie. I want to say
that was. That might have been my favorite, The Rock movie. I was never big into wrestling, but you know, I knew who The Rock was. You know,
that was a decent movie he did. That one.
You know what
was.
Though, and I know lots of people are not into wrestling no more. I don't watch it no more, and I probably will watch WrestleMania if I make it and remember it's on. But I mean, the difference between The Rock and Hulk Hogan. Hogan kept his wrestling gimmick throughout his movies.
Right.
Where The Rock kind of gave us some good movies. I mean, that one with the football player when he doubts the kid, Space Mountain. I mean, that's the difference between the two. You know, like wrestlers can act as much as, you know, actors can because that's half the stuff they're doing. And Dwayne Johnson is one of them that definitely is an actor, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would agree.
This is going longer than I thought, but...
Rundown.
That's it.
Yeah, there it is. Cool.
Rundown. Cool. And it's... I still can't remember his name. I want to say Parker, but it's not Parker.
Yeah, I want to say it's like Sean...
Sean...
Sean William Scott.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
The power of the computer. Here we go.
Oh,
you Googled.
These people on this are thin air here.
Cheater. He's
Sean William Scott. Christopher Walken was also in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
But
that's
he hung up.
Like.
She hung up. I can't remember his name, and we just said it. And he, the monkeys did something to him.
The what?
The monkeys. Remember the monkeys did something to Scott.
Yep.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you mean in the movie you're talking about?
Yeah, he was like in a suit, wasn't he, or something? Or
yeah, he was like in a bag or something like that. And some
something happened. I remember. Yeah, he got caught by one of the
hey guys,
primates.
They're complaining in the chat room that we're talking men's movies. I'm sorry. You want me to talk about my female movies I watched too?
Did you talk about Survivor at all today?
Not yet. We haven't talked enough. Actually, I was going to do something real quick, and then we'll start talking reality TV, okay?
Right.
Louis, I got a proposal to ask you real quick, and I'm not going to ask you to marry me or anything like that. Could you sign a photograph and mail it to one of our listeners?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I got him to say yes. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I need to raise $5 before the end of midnight tonight. Okay, guys? Well, I have a one-of-a-kind tote bag with the Rad Reality Show on it that I want to raffle off. Okay? So what I'm going to do is everyone that will buy a raffle ticket at $1 each will get... Go to PayPal, do the donation. Make sure you send it via the, don't do it where you send me, the gift. Use the gift thing. And by midnight tonight, you get two tickets for the price of one. And
all
I
right.
need, like I said, I need it by midnight, $5, where I can pay my bill and don't have to go through other two long, hard things. So anybody that would like to do that, plus... It'll be a way to raise some money real quick because I need to raise some money real quick before the end of the day. But you get the tote bag. Louis will mail you a picture. You will get at least two other items in the tote bag that will be one signed by me and one signed by somebody else. So, I mean, at least three autographs and the tote bag. So, all I need is $5. But it's $1 a piece. And as many as you can, you just don't buy more than $5 worth per person. I don't want to really. I got other stuff I'm going to be doing, but this is just something I need. I got to make some money to pay some bills that is due today and tomorrow. So, and Ben gave me the idea for the dollar. So thank you, Louis.
All right, you're welcome.
I have the way I bought the calendars, my credit card's on my PayPal account.
Yeah.
And I normally keep $24 in there to pay it each month.
Yeah.
But I send $5, the extra $5 to my checking account on accident, thinking that I would get some motivation to earn some more money through eBay or, a donation will happen. Usually I get donations more often throughout the month. And I'm stuck with $4 lacking on my bill.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's due tonight. It's due by, tonight at midnight. And I don't want to get stuck with the late fee. I'll probably call in if I do, and they'll probably knock it off. But I just don't want to have to put a credit card down plus the PayPal account, because I don't have that much on my credit card or, my debit card. So I'm talking about my finances, but I don't care because y'all know I'm broke anyways. So it's not like it's news to you guys. So, Survivor.
Yeah, one of Russell's chicks got knocked off. Not surprised.
Bad deal.
I'm not surprised, though.
No, I'm not either.
Me either.
I mean,
honestly, the show this week. You remember how we talked about Amazing Race?
Being
humdrum?
Yeah.
You know how
we
talked about Amazing Race being humdrum like a couple weeks ago? I think this week was Survivor's week.
Yeah.
It was
a
humdrum week.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, the previews for this week look good because Phillip is just continuously out of his mind. You know, the AKA federal agent. You know, because like that guy is nuts.
Oh, I can't wait to this week.
That guy is
actually
just
trained.
Straight up crazy.
He's special training. Be careful.
Yeah.
You know what though? I do think he has been in military because
he's
been
Army.
Over there during. When they took Angel Orange and something fucked his mind up.
Going back a bit.
How many
time
of you guys
there,
thought about that?
Yeah, that's 1970. Was he born
he's
yet?
He's old enough. He'll
yeah,
be there.
No, he's not old enough. He would have been, what, six over fighting in Vietnam?
Oh,
well,
no.
You never know. He is a
How old
secret
do you
agent.
Think he is? How old do you think
45, 48 maybe.
Peter, give me a second. We will talk Amazing Race, and I will go bashing on a group. And even though I know it's all about the game, I will definitely be. I mean, Louis probably sitting over there. Oh, I know what Ron's going to talk about.
Oh, RSU Network. Whoever RSU Network is,
that's Peter.
You hit it right on the head there. Yeah. Let's just start talking race. The hell with Survivor. Amazing
All
race.
Right,
that
was Survivor. We're done with.
All right. No, I'm done with Amazing Race. Fuck. Work. I hate it.
Oh, I know you hate it now. I know you do.
Ron's final. So, hey, look at it this way. At least we get to have him on soon now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I have to go ahead and get a hold of Mallory bad to get both of them on.
Yep.
Yeah, my girls got kicked off tonight, and I'm mad at Ken and Vixen a little bit because they were standing right next to him, and they knew they had other people behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And why didn't they do the Goldtrotters? I just don't understand that. I don't understand the mindset of that. What do you think, Louis?
I agree. They got scared, though, because if you remember during their season, they U-turned the team that was already in front of them. So they choked and they got nervous and they didn't want to look like asses again. You turning a team that, you know.
Wait, I thought don't they take the pitcher out, and you have to take it and put it somewhere else?
Yeah, well you take it out and you put it up on the board. That's right there. Your pitcher.
No, my point is like okay, so let's say the Holden Grove Trotter was already past them, okay?
Yep.
Wouldn't their pitcher be already out of the envelope?
No, it would still be in that. It would still be in that box.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then I misunderstood that.
Me too, because I thought that each team gets to the box, takes their pitcher out, and takes off on the trail.
No.
No, really? So you can U-turn a team that's ahead of you then?
Well, you could U-turn them, but it's not going to be any good because you screwed up because they already passed that point.
Wow. Boy, that has a whole new element to the game.
And again, Kent and Vixen did that during
right.
that season.
Wow.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I figured each team shows up at the box, takes their picture out, and goes along their happy way.
Nope.
Wow. Oh, my God. So it's really kind of a guessing game on the U-turn more than anything else then. If you know someone's behind you, you're fine. But if you don't know, then you're screwed possibly. Wow. Geez, I never knew that.
Well, I always assumed, maybe I didn't assume, I always thought I heard that they did. You take it out and they say, and then usually they look at the camera and we hear, we are not going to U-turn anybody. And then it seems like they put it into a box.
No. They go in the box, they could not have the option of U-turning somebody, but they didn't. They go into the box and they pull out the next, you know, task. And that's that. I mean, they don't touch your – unless only way you would touch it is if you were putting it up on the board. That's it.
Unreal.
Okay, the penalty. Do you think that was a good – do you think it was good not telling people about the penalty? I do.
No, that's smart. Absolutely smart.
Yeah.
I mean, they people saw through it, but I mean, yeah.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Ken and Vixen, I can't have too much animosity against them. I just don't think it was respectful that they did it.
Yeah, I don't either.
And they were standing next to him.
Yeah, I'm done with
that. That was tasteful.
I'm with them. So,
Well, they both got there at the same time.
And here's the other thing: I thought you would, you know, be a little Peter. Other than your girls being knocked off, the whole Kent and Vixen catching right up. You know, you remember we were talking about it last week. They all had to get on. Now they all had to get on this bus that wasn't leaving till the nighttime. Everybody caught up. You know, and here we go. Everybody's together again. You know.
Oh yeah, I did think about that, but then after you talked to me last week, you had me off that soapbox.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean that shows you again. I mean, it just shows you you're never out of the race, and
nope.
You never know when it's gonna happen, though. You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
I did get mad about that too.
This week
a little bit because.
I mean, you look at the Cowboys. I mean, I'm not going to get to the end of this thing, but you look at the Cowboys tonight, and they were, you know, in the middle of the pack most of the race, you know?
Yeah.
Anything can change at any given time.
Hey, Cherry, can you do me a favor, Cherry? Can you call in and tell us what you just posted, please, if you're listening? She just posted something about a... one of our chatters, so I wanted her to call in. It'd be easier for her to just explain it, and then people that are listening to the podcast can hear it then too, because we've talked about Kim a lot. So, yeah, I mean.
On another note, I got my confirmation for Temecula Valley, California.
Oh, you going for sure?
April. So I am going. Me and Michelle. So.
That's good.
Yeah. We weren't sure. It was up in the air. We didn't think we were going to be going. So.
I was gonna call Jillian and say you better send my two co-hosts with.
And then
you know.
during the week or was it last? When the hell was it? Monday night.
We're really scattered today.
Did a Skype interview. With Casey Campbell. I don't know if you know him or not.
Oh, yeah,
but
Casey.
He's out of California.
I'm a real player. Super fast. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey. Wait, you're talking to the Big Brother group here, remember?
Yeah, I forget. I'm sorry. We had a really good interview. And
Kevin.
It's funny, though. The interview went great, but I started having freaking mental blocks. It was like I couldn't remember anybody's name.
Are you hanging around me too much?
I might be.
You should have used that joke.
Like,
Kevin would have laughed if you would have said, "I think it's Ron."
It's all your fault, Ron. Sorry, I should have. It's all Ron's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have said, Kevin. I think I've been around Ron too much. just a little too much. Hey, we got a caller, so I think I think I know who it is. It's been a long time listener, but he hasn't been around lately. I bet he wants to talk Amazing Race. I know we're scattered brain tonight because there's lots of other stuff I want to talk about too. My brain is like all over the place. I just got done watching 4 days of NCAA. Oh wait, speaking of that, Peter, is that you, buddy? Or
yes, it is. Oh my God, I hate the Goffs right now. This is crap. They should not be out of the race. I'm feeling mad right now. Oh my God,
hate on Goffs today.
Don't worry about it. Join the crowd.
They were my favorite in season 14, so I'm really, really, really pissed off right now. I'm watching it right now, but I know the ending. I'm not in a good mood.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Robbery.
No, they don't deserve. The guys should not still be in the race. They made so many mistakes, they should be out. It's ridiculous that they're still in the race. I think it's incredible. I mean, they should be out, and so should Jett and Cord. Those two double legs were, I think they were ridiculous. That should not have happened. Oh, I'm so mad. I usually am pretty rational, but I'm really pissed off right now.
It's the game,
hate on the
Cowboys. It's the game.
Yeah, I hope the Goths get some serious bad luck, like, next week. Like, I want to see them get, like, destroyed and buried into the ground in this race. I hope that happens to them.
I think their luck is coming to an end. I mean, they've just been very lucky lately, my opinion.
Yeah. Like, last season, I hated Nick and Vicky. Everyone loved them. I hated them because they didn't really deserve to last that long. They really didn't. And a lot of people liked them. They got so many extra chances, it was ridiculous. And so, I mean, I don't get behind teams like that very often, unless, of course, they're the Redheads, but they usually don't need this kind of luck. They just get bad luck. I mean, the taxi driver has to stop for gas to keep them from winning $1 million, and now
yeah.
a taxi driver stops them from staying in the race this week. It's just, it's ridiculous.
I agree. I hate it. This was the worst race day of ever. Have you been listening to the Sunday shows at all?
Unfortunately, I haven't. I've been very busy and swamped. I'm taking 17 credits right now, so I'm really...
I was totally team Redheads, and I'm just going to call them Redheads because I know their real names, but I just don't... I'm doing three things at once. But you can ask Louie over there. I have been so behind him, and to see him get eliminated tonight was a crime. So,
yeah, I mean, I've been behind him since season 14. A lot of people hate them, and I really don't understand why. I mean, I can understand because Davey is kind of rude, but, I mean, they're racing for $1 million. You're not going to be on your best manners when you're in a race for $1 million. That's what I find ridiculous about the entire thing, that people actually get annoyed at them for how they act and how they're cutthroat. It's like you're racing for $1 million, okay? Anything goes at that point, in my opinion. So
exactly.
The hate on them is unnecessary, too.
Bottom line is, Pete, you're racing for $1 million. That's the bottom line. And it's
yep,
a game.
It is.
It's a game, and, you know, you can hate the way Dan and Jordan played during my season. You can hate the way different people. I mean, it's just a game. I said that to Dan and Jordan at one point during the game because they were getting aggravated, and more and more Dan than Jordan, and I'm like, You guys gotta understand. This is a game for $1 million. You know, people are like, "Oh, how come you turned Joe and Heidi?" Bo, I'm like, "You turned a stronger team. Nobody could stand Joe. You know, so you turned him. You know, and we did. Everybody was happy after that. It's kind of a different mode to the game. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't agree as far as Jamie and Kara go. I mean, they were. Jamie's so different this season than she was during her season, you know?
Yes, she is. Completely different.
You know, so, I mean, she no bashing this season, you know? She didn't want to be that. She didn't want to be that person, you know? She must have watched it and said, oh, my God, what a douchebag I am, you know? And
yeah.
This season, she's like, you know, she was totally different.
Yeah. So I wasn't here for the start of the show because I was watching the race. I had my own show to do at 11 to wrap up the NCAA tournament. Are you Louie or Michael? I'm sorry. I don't know which one you are.
That's all right. It's Louie.
That's Michael. No, it's Louie.
Yeah, it's
my
Louie.
Bad
it's
there.
The better looking one. So.
Yeah, there you go. My bad there. But,
oh,
yeah,
so you were Jeff?
Sorry, what?
What did the peanut gallery just say?
he said he was the better looking one. And then I said it was Jeff, meaning,
I'm
you know,
roll.
Jeff and Jordan. So, a little humor
but
there.
I got to head out, but I thought I would give my thoughts because I am, like, fuming mad right now and had to let it off somewhere. So, you guys still do great. It was nice checking back in. Hopefully, I'll be able to pay a little bit more attention now that I'm a little bit less swamped. I had 6 exams in 6 days last week, so I was very I've been swamped over recently. So, hopefully, I can start checking back in again, and thanks for taking my call, and now I'm going to go rant some more to other people. Have a good night.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah, we understand. Rant for me, too, about him. And right now, my college basketball team's losing, too, so I need to start racking on that, too. I'm going to have a bad night tonight, I can tell.
I'm just glad I still got half of my choices, because I couldn't pick one team, so I chose Cowboys and Cheerleaders this year. You know, just like I used to play when I was a kid. So,
yep.
You
know. I do want to say thank you to my guardian angel, and just that's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Cool.
Would you like me to talk about tonight's show, bro?
You can do whatever you want. I've lost control.
out of control.
We can talk about the show. I mean, let's do it. We're so scattered. I really do think we have this show scattered tonight so much. Anybody that listens to this podcast are probably going to think, where the fuck did they talk? They went to Survivor, to the Amazing Race, to Something else, something else, something else. So, yeah, we're back to Amazing Race. So, yes, let's do your – I love this part of the show, actually. A spoiler alert if you probably haven't already been spoiled.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
You need to do that, Ben.
Yeah, I will. I'll make up.
I actually think people are getting laugh. People are probably laughing at us. If anything, I bet the chat room is going crazy in laughter. And I thought Mr. No Pants just walked in. And it like, you know, so.
Well, you know, all right. So they're in China. The race was continuing. It's, you know, as everybody ran up to the mat, you know, Maji and Luke being the first ones, the you know, the race was still running, you know. And so they had to travel 400 miles, still in China, to a flower market for their next task. So, you know, the train that they had to get on, right, everybody was getting on it at the same time. It wasn't later. It wasn't until later in the evening. So, you know, everybody, so Kent and Vixen, who were way the hell behind, they end up catching up. But because of their mishap with the passports and stuff, and plus getting on the wrong plane because they were lost, they earned themselves a 30-minute penalty for later in the race. So, you know, they had to go, they get on the train, everyone left together, and they got to the next area. When they got there in the flower market, they had to go to these golden arches, this place, and where they had to honor the past or embrace the future. And honoring the past, they had to put these dolls in a certain order. They walked in and watched several people walking around in costumes, and they had to put these dolls in the same order as the costumes, where embrace the future. They had to assemble a solar system where they had to carry three heavy boxes up several flights of steps to a roof. You know, most people took out of the past, putting the dolls in a certain order. And shockingly to me, most people did well with it. It wasn't, I thought it would be a lot harder than it looked, you know, because you're in such a rush. So, you know, most people, yeah, everybody got through both of those with no, like, real drama. Then it got to the double U-turn, and there, when they got to the box, Maji and Luke were first. They didn't U-turn anybody. Jen Cord was second. They wouldn't U-turn anybody. And this is where all the drama started. Kent and Vixen, they were standing right there, and Jamie and Kara standing right behind them, and that's where they U-turned Jamie and Kara. Jamie and Kara then were up there, so now they have to U-turn somebody. They U-turned the Globetrotters. So, you know, as the other teams come up, now Jamie and Kara go do, they did the dolls, and then the Globetrotters also had to go back and do the dolls. But they all caught up relatively quick.
Right.
They had to go to this area. It was the Stone Forest, where in the history of China, they found the largest dinosaur, and there they had to put together a replica-type dinosaur, a life-size dinosaur 20 feet tall. And a lot of people had troubles if you weren't paying attention to the map that they give you, the diagram they give you. It really messed with you. Jet and Cord, let me back up a minute. Gary and Mallory showed up last. And they were like, they chose to use their speed pass, and that was very wise on their part.
Was it
being
wise?
Last and seeing that people were already putting these dinosaurs together. Gary and Mallory show up, and they use their speed pass, and they take off. Well, just as they're doing that, Jet and Cord just finish up with their dinosaur. Jet and Cord get to a taxi before Gary and Mallory, and Jet and Cord make it to the pit stop first. And they both won $5,000 each. Gary and Mallory coming up right behind them because of their express pass. And then, let's see, then there was Maji and Luke. And then Kent and Vixen show up. Now their 30-minute penalty came into effect. So they were a team number four, but now they had to sit down and wait. Next thing you know, Keisha and Jen, who was a very strong team, very quiet this year, but they're strong. They show up. They become team number four. The time expires. Kent and Vixen become team number five. Flight Easy, Flight Time and Big Easy were six. Ron and Kristen were seven. Zev and Justin were eight. Jamie and Kara were nine, and they were eliminated. Now, if you take notice, and I don't know if they edited it that way or whatever, but what's his face? Back it up. Father, Ron. And Kristen, Ron wasn't his boisterous self this week. He wasn't ripping apart his daughter. I thought he'd be crushing her putting that puzzle together of the dinosaur, but he
didn't
bother at all.
I thought he would want to go to McDonald's.
Well, yeah, that was pretty funny. When they pulled up, when they said go to the Golden Arches, a couple of teams were like, well, there's McDonald's.
So. No, but I thought Ron would want to go there.
Oh,
he likes
to
eat everything.
Again. I really thought that would be brought up this week too, because he didn't, because of all the eating he did last week, and they had to continue racing. So, but again, yeah, they had to continue racing, but they all caught up. They all went on a 400-mile trip on a train, right? Where, you know, for sure there was food on it, and they ate. So, you know, you're thinking, oh, my God, they're going to stop. They're still racing, blah, 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 but it doesn't happen. So does anybody have any questions about this evening?
I think the biggest thing is, what did you think about the Holland Gold Trotters and those guys playing basketball in the court?
I thought that was pretty cool. What I saw, though, I saw a red, white, and blue basketball, and I was questioning, did the Globetrotters take along a basketball? You know, or,
oh, hell yes. That must be their.
Yeah, where was your point, though? I mean, maybe they got a little pump and they deflate it. That's possible. You know?
Yeah,
is,
they could do that.
That is. Do you get to bring a luxury item? Do you get to bring a luxury item like they do on Survivor?
What happens is, not that you can bring along items, and I guess there's nothing against luxury item. I mean, you can't bring an iPod or an MP3 player or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming something like that, I guess you could. I mean, why not? Well, how does that affect the show, you know?
True. So.
They might have had a basketball theirs, too. I mean, it could have been, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, interesting.
So, I mean, tonight was so suspenseful. It was, you know.
I like tonight's show.
You know, it was a good episode tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Complete with a robbery.
What was that? Oh, yeah, complete with the robbery,
robbery. Total robbery.
What was the robbery?
Jamie and Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Cheerleaders.
Okay.
They got robbed.
They are both beautiful women. And
nice people. So.
They're easy on the eyes.
Yes, they sure are. So.
Okay, guys, I have a bad heart over here. We need to watch what we're talking about. There's really nothing to really ask about because, I mean, it was pretty much humdrum, you know, when it comes to, I mean, not humdrum meaning like in a bad way, but like it was pretty basic. The only thing I do is the Ken and Vixen penalty, I don't understand that one a little bit. I always thought you could change your plate. I mean, if you're late, is they shouldn't have been docked, I don't think, for that. Why were they, I mean
there must be a plane that they could have booked if they were late. They just chose the first thing that they found, I think.
Is that what it was, Louie?
Yeah, no, they couldn't get on, I guess the ticket says you have to take that plane, all right?
No, Phil said that they got a list of planes they could take, but they didn't take one of those.
Oh, all right, and that's very true, because you do get a list of planes you can choose from. That is very true.
Yeah.
So
they might.
Okay, so they
later.
Went with the better one that wasn't on the list, probably. Right.
Well, and again, they were way behind. Way behind, so, you know, but maybe one of the other ones on the list could have been some. I don't know. I mean, I you're not there. You don't know. You know, they might have looked at all of them and said, you know, let's just get on this one and, you know, take our chances.
Right.
And they knew it. They said it right from the beginning. They might get penalized. They even said it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, who am I cheering for now? I mean, because
Cowboys.
Fuck yeah, not.
Why not? They're cool.
Because
my personal favorites right now are what do you call it? Gary Mallory,
yeah.
The Cowboys, obviously for reasons being because of from my season. I mean, I really like the Cowboys a lot,
and that's why I don't like them. That's why I don't like them is because they've trash talked Dan and Jordan, and they seem like nice people.
Dan and Jordan,
you know what?
Fun of them.
It wasn't really Cord. It was more Jet. And
yeah, but it's one Cowboy that means the other Cowboy.
It's a team. What are you gonna do?
Well, they haven't been on my show yet, so when they come on my show, maybe I will uplift my hatred. No, I don't hate them.
Jeez, wow.
I don't
Though they're very quiet, I'm kind of like liking Keisha and Jen a lot too.
Yeah, I like them too. They
is that
like,
they're the colored women, right?
The black women, yes.
Black.
Okay, I knew I was gonna say the wrong term.
You're from Georgia. You're allowed.
I just never mind. There's the reason I use the word color.
Of color.
And I'm from Illinois originally, so so maybe that's why, I don't know. Man, we're getting our ass kicked, 70-55 by Kansas. I've been kind of moderating the game on a tracker. Damn. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, I don't know if he listens to the show or not, and I don't know. I'm sure you know Mark Long. He's kind of like from MTV and that.
Yeah, so, I know who he is, and he does probably listen.
Yeah, he I guess he's in the hospital with a bad stomach virus, so.
Did you hear Sugar's going to be on Celebrity Rehab?
No way.
Yep.
She's home. She's home now. She's home. Got home today. No booze, no drugs in my house. Things are good.
Wow, that is
awesome.
Yeah,
there's somebody
awesome.
That was to the Vegas Bash that was on with her, and I think I've cracked the case. I think I know who it is. Maybe now. I'm trying to remember who all hung out with Sugar in Vegas. And didn't Lydia hang out with Sugar in Vegas?
A little bit.
What's his face did? That friggin' loser. The one that threw up on my clothes and Michelle's clothes.
No. I was told that he wasn't the one.
Johnny Fairplay.
Yeah, I don't think he's the one.
Yeah, he's just a drinker. He's not. He's not. He doesn't get a drug.
No, they didn't go, to the rehab. It was like somebody from reality show went to visit Sugar during her visiting day. And you get a seat on it. And it's somebody that went to the Vegas Bash that's on a reality show. But Nikki wasn't able to say who it was. So, I'm thinking maybe. It was a baseball game. I'm thinking.
Blake and Seiko?
No, I'm thinking. What's his name? Elvis. Maybe too.
Elvis Crane.
They hang out together?
I think.
Or
a
Lydia?
Little bit. I think they're associated in some way.
What do you think, Lou?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll have to find out.
I'm happy for her. I'm glad, you know, because I like Sugar a lot. She's a good kid.
Me too.
And,
she called me in the hospital. Anybody
she
that
did.
Called me
yeah.
in the hospital was
I mean,
is definitely a thumbs up. And yeah, I thought about him too, Jesse, but I don't know if they hung out together.
Johnny
what I was going to say, though, Louie,
What's that?
Is, what I was going to say, though, about that is, yeah, she called me in the hospital, and I'll never forget, because I was in the bathroom about ready to take a shower, and the nurse picked up the phone and said, it's Sugar from Survivor. And I'm like, because I was telling her just to tell him to call back in 5-10 minutes. And I'm like, and when she said, well, it's Sugar from Survivor, I'm like, hand me the phone. I'm like, there was no way I was not going to talk to her, you know, right then, right now.
Drop everything.
Yeah.
Including your robe.
So, Cherry Garcia is calling in for a quick message to everyone that, and Louie, we need to pray for this person. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Cherry.
Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Hi, Ben. Hi, Louie. Good
Hi,
to talk
Cherry.
To everybody. One of our regular people that come into the chat room, named Kim, has just, in the last 2 months, been told that her cancer is in remission. And tomorrow at 2 o'clock, she is going in for her checkup. And the last time she was in remission with the cancer, it was at this checkup that she was told that the cancer had returned. So she is very nervous, and as is very understandable that, you know, she may get bad news tomorrow. But we are all going to keep her in our prayers, and hopefully tomorrow she will, you know, contact us and let us know that she didn't get that bad news tomorrow. And she got good news that the cancer is still in remission, and she's going to stay that way. So
awesome.
I just wanted to ask everybody to please keep Kim in their thoughts and prayers, and especially at 2 o'clock tomorrow, please, you know, just say a special little prayer for Kim. And hopefully, you know, tomorrow at the Manic Monday show, we'll hear from her, and we'll hear good news. So she's a very special guest of Ron. She's at most of all of the shows, and she knew that we would miss her, that she wasn't there here tonight, and so she left me a private message and explained everything and asked me to please let everybody know what was going on tomorrow. So,
well, definitely in my prayers tonight, because I'm hitting the pillow in a minute, and I'm going to say
too.
A couple extra.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll make sure we pray for her. And okay, let me think. I think I got everything taken care of. Don't forget, tote bag with goodies in it, $1 a ticket. Hell, now that I got my bill covered, let's do it till tomorrow night. You got $1 a ticket, and you can go to till Manic Monday, and I'll draw Manic Monday, and during Manic Monday. So $1 a ticket. You don't have to go more than $5. I still ask for this because there's going to be other stuff that I'm going to be giving away soon. And one thing you'll get is Louie's autograph, probably a calendar maybe, and maybe a couple other things. And one will be signed by me, the calendar, most likely.
Awesome.
So,
now we're talking.
Yeah, my autograph. Yeah, yippee.
Where do you want me to mail the autograph to?
Whoever wins, I'll tell you.
All right.
Send you a message.
That way you can personalize it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can personalize it, and we'll just let you mail that off, and I'll mail off my stuff on my end.
Cool.
I just thought that would give them something more motivation to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
We got some other stuff I want to give away too. I'm working on getting a bunch of little things made with the Rad Reality Show. One thing we need to really come up. I know you like the amazing Rad Reality Show for Sunday night.
Well,
but you know how me and Michelle has the Manic Monday? You and me need to come up with something catchy. I need to come up with something catchy for Sunday night. Something that will work all year.
Yeah.
Like the amazing show.
You ought to do a contest.
What?
Ooh, there you go.
Do a contest. Get people's creative juices flowing and do a contest for everybody to come up with a name.
Good idea.
Good idea.
So, yeah, because what I'm going to do is make some T-shirts. One thing I want to do is make some T-shirts, you know, get some merchandising. It's time to capitalize on this great.
There you go.
There's a lot of creative people out there.
So, talk to you guys all Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm hoping to have a special guest. I'm hoping to have two special guests calling in from two sides of the earth. One from Florida, maybe one from California.
Cool.
Louis?
Yes, sir.
Good night. I bet you're tired.
I am exhausted. I want to, you know, thank you, everybody who's listening this evening to the amazing Rad Reality Show. You know, start giving us your requests and tell us what you think and who you want, what you want the show to be called. I'm eager to hear and listen and. I'm going to say a couple extra prayers for that lovely lady tonight and hope and pray everything's well. So.
And you can always pray for me.
I always pray for you, brother. That's God's given. That's given.
Yeah, until I get this water off. It's going to need, I need a bunch of it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Louis.
Good night, Louis. Take care.
I'm going to finish off with a song tonight. I'm going to go ahead and finish off with a song. And, Cherry, thank you for calling in and announcing that. Let me see if I got a song up here, actually, that would fit what I feel like. If not, I might just say goodnight. I was hoping to give one to Jen. But I don't see nothing up here, I don't think. So let's just go ahead and go. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you. For being on the Rad Reality Show tonight, Ben, Cherry.
Thank you.
I went to crickets on my own. Just because I feel like
what is,
it.
What is that clip?
I don't know. It's like, you know, sometimes I want to quit the show. You know, like stop the show right now. And
yep.
Sometimes I want to, like, continue. Because I got 22 minutes. But tonight I really feel like quitting. But, you know, I kind of want to quit with a bang. So, how can we quit with a bang? I mean, what can we do to send up people? I do have to talk to you. And I know we're still live, so they're going to hear this conversation. But I have to talk to you about something tomorrow night I would like to do for the opening of the show.
Okay.
So I might call you in a second to give you. I meant to do it tonight. But anyways, guys, you know, good night.
Good night, guys. Thanks for coming.
I blew it up. I told you I would.